and welcome to Farmcast. The pharmacy law topic of discussion for today's episode is fraudulent prescriptions. Information for this Farmcast was taken from the pharmacist's manual. The DEA provides the manual online and free of charge. It provides a very good overview of the Controlled Substances Act, as well as other practical information related to pharmacists and controlled substances. The website is www.deadiversion.usdoj.gov/pubs/manuals/index.html.
Healthcare professionals share the responsibility of solving the prescription drug abuse and diversion problems. Pharmacists have a legal responsibility to be familiar with state and federal requirements for dispensing controlled substances. They are legally required to uphold these laws and help protect society from drug abuse. Pharmacists also have a personal responsibility to protect their practice from becoming an easy target for drug diversion. It is important that pharmacists be conscious of potential situations and have safeguards in place because the law will hold them accountable. In order to do this, pharmacists need to use their professional judgment.
An experienced forger knows what information is required on a prescription. Therefore, pharmacists need to be aware of other possible situations that may present with a forged prescription. The following are a few examples seen in practice. Altering the physician's prescription is often done. Most commonly, the quantity is changed, so pharmacists need to be aware of quantities that seem unusual. Another thing to look at is the callback number. Sometimes patients use a legitimate doctor's name, but use a different callback number so that they can verify their own prescription. Some drug seekers will try calling in their own prescription, giving their own telephone number as the callback confirmation. In addition, prescription pads can be stolen from physicians' offices and hospitals. These blank prescriptions can then be used to write prescriptions with fake patient names and addresses. Also, some patients try to make copies of prescriptions and reuse them or get them filled at multiple pharmacies. Lastly, a pharmacist should be suspicious of a patient who returns to the pharmacy too frequently. Most prescriptions last for a month and should not be filled biweekly, weekly, or even daily. A pharmacist must be careful here because a patient may be legitimately treated for pain. Pharmacists should not assume that a patient is a drug abuser without clear evidence.
There are a few common characteristics of a forged prescription that should raise suspicion. For example, if a prescription looks too good, it can be a red flag. We all know how well physicians can write. Therefore, if a prescription is too legible, it may not be written by a physician. Other things to look for are prescriptions that don't comply with the acceptable standard abbreviations. In addition, quantities, directions, or dosages that differ from what is commonly used may raise questions.
More characteristics to be aware of include prescriptions that appear to be photocopied, directions written out in full with no abbreviations, prescriptions with writings in different colored inks or in different handwritings, and prescriptions that contain apparent eraser marks.
Pharmacists are responsible for preventing fraudulent prescriptions from getting through their pharmacy. Some ways to do this are to know the prescriber and his signature, know the prescriber's DEA number, know your patients, and check the date on the prescription order to confirm that it has been a reasonable length of time since the prescriber wrote it.
Since pharmacists are held responsible when a fraudulent prescription is filled and dispensed, it is important to be aware of common characteristics and the measures used to prevent fraudulent prescriptions from being dispensed. Some important things to remember are as follows. If any questions arise about a prescription order, call the prescriber for verification. If you have doubt about the patient, ask to see a form of identification. If you believe you have received a forged or bogus prescription, don't dispense it and call the police and inform the DEA. This concludes our Pharmacy Law Farmcast, Fraudulent Prescriptions. Thank you for listening, and please join us again.